We, like we had, did the combine in Buffalo last week, and I thought that went really well. We, Roger and Kenny went in there for the physical testing. We got a report on that a couple days ago. So just doing, you know, all of our due diligence heading into the draft. And, you know, we're looking forward to picking at 10, and I think we're going to get a good player. So just getting prepared for the draft.
Listening to you on the radio, it sounds like you're locked in. You have no intention of moving up. So there's no case.
No, I'm like, I'm going to look at all of our options either in either trying to move up or, you know, maybe if it makes sense to move down. Like, I'm going to look at all of our options. So we're comfortable if we have the 10th pick, but I'm going to keep all of our options open.
How busy has, you know, heading into the draft and heading into the free agency been compared to last year for you?
Well, having the draft in Vancouver, it's exciting, you know, for the organization. I think there's a little bit more work involved. We don't have to travel, you know, to go to where the draft is, but having it here, it's, you know, with the logistics and stuff, there's a little bit more to do. So, but we're really looking forward to it and getting all the NHL people into town, and it should be a fun week.
Where are you with your roster? I think June 15th is the first buyout period that's possible. Are you looking at buying out some guys and changing your roster somewhere?
Well, we're going to look to see kind of what happens in the next 2 or 3 weeks here, you know, whether it be through, you know, trades or free agency. And then from there, you know, we'll talk about if we're going to do that. We'll talk about that after the fact. So we haven't had any of those conversations right now.
Where are you when you look at your roster, the way that it finished up last year, to how you'd like it to be come September?
Well, I haven't been shy about stating that we would like to improve our defense if we could, you know, and there's different avenues to go about to try to do that. So we're looking at all those avenues, and if that's something that we can do, we'd like to try to do it.
When trade deadline came and gone almost 4 months ago, 3 months ago, there's a lot of talk that we'd see an Alexander contract done right away. We're going on, I think, 4 months. We're in June. Where is that? What's taken?
Well, I don't comment on contract negotiations, but we're going through the process with Alex and his agent. We're in communication, and we'd like to try to get that figured out.
Are you surprised it's taken so
long? Not really. I think, you know, anytime, you know, a player faces the prospect of being a free agent, you know, you want to, you know, have good conversation, and, you know, I think we kind of have a plan where we want to be at, and so, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all right now.
What about where you're at with Besser? Is anything getting closer?
Yeah, we're in, you know, going through the process with him, talking to his agent, and we'd like to get that figured out sooner rather than later if we could.
What was your reaction when you saw the Skinner contract?
Well, it's, you know, he had a good year last year for them, and he's, you know, he's a big part of their team, and, you know, so I don't know, you know, if it surprised me, the number, but obviously they didn't want to lose him, and he's a piece to their puzzle moving forward, so, you know, they got him signed.
You've got some similar young pieces here. Does that number kind of concern you about setting a precedent?
Well, they bought free agent years, with Jeff Skinner, and, you know, I guess if we look at maybe the Alex Edler thing where we're buying free agent years, but with Brock, it's, you know, we still control them, and, you know, but we're still trying to figure something out that makes sense for both sides.
Do you worry, like, obviously, you said Skinner's a UFA, different from an RFA, but do you worry with some of the other big-name RFAs, Marner and Kachuk and guys like that the market could get set before you sign Brock? Is that at all, a role in your time?
Yeah, I think we just got to concern ourselves with, you know, trying to figure out what's best for the organization and signing our own player. Obviously, it could, like, those guys signing could affect, you know, Brock's contract, but we're more concerned about our own business and trying to figure something out for Brock that makes sense for him and the team.
Jim, you're in presser, we asked you about your status. You figured that something was going to get done. Where are you contract-wise with yourself?
I'm not going to comment on that right now. If there's something to announce on that, then you guys will be the first to know.
Okay, so nothing's happened. No contract.
All right.
Okay. philosophically speaking, I think a lot of people thought that Jack Hughes would be the first overall pick, but after the World Hockey Championships, if you're picking first, or do you, how do you see first going overall?
Well, it would be nice to have both the Hughes brothers playing on the same team, if that's what you're asking, but I don't think that's going to happen. He's a real good player. He's a dynamic player. He's you know, he plays with a lot of courage, taking the puck into the hard areas of the ice. So Kaku had a really good world championship, but we don't have to concern ourselves with that unless we're getting, you know, we can move up in the draft.
It seems to be a draft where there isn't much consensus from four or five, maybe right down to the high teens or 20. Mm-hmm. Do you see it that way as well, that what might be five on your list could be 18 on somebody else's?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that drastic, but I think, you know, depending on if teams are going to pick, you know, based on the best player or fit for what they need, you know, at that particular moment, the draft could go in a lot of different ways. So, the last couple years, we, like I've been saying, we haven't had much luck at the lottery, but at the draft, you know, the player that we really liked has fallen into our lap. So we're hoping that can happen again this year, but I just feel even if, you know, it doesn't happen at 10, we're getting a real good player.
How likely is it that if there's a couple of players that you like, that you think mid first round or later first round, how likely is it to trade down and add a pick or a prospect?
Yeah, we're going to keep all of our options open. There's some players that we think, you know, that are after we pick that we really like a lot. And so we're going to keep our options open. And if you know, whether it's acquiring another pick, whether it's, you know, getting a player that can help us now, you know, there's some players that we like later on in the first round for sure.
How much do you think you still need as an organization to add volume to your prospect pool and just get more guys in the
field? Well, if you look at our team last year, we're playing a lot of young players right now. You know, we got some kids that are going to be developing in the American League that are going to continue to develop. I like our prospect pool right now. And with, you know, the 9 picks we have in this year's draft so far, I think we can add to it.
Jim, as a general manager, what were your thoughts when you heard Louis Erickson's comments at the World Hockey Championships and congrats to his relationship with Travis Green, and how much does that concern you heading into another season?
I'm not going to comment. I'm going to try to get a hold of Louis this week and speak to him as to, you know, what his intent of those comments were. But I'm not going to comment on that, on the what he said till I talk to him.
Do you feel your team needs to get stronger, tougher, a little bit more protection?
I think, you know, if you look at the playoffs, the big strong teams, you're playing every second night. You know, it's tough, hard hockey. So, you know, if there's a way for us to get bigger and stronger and more physical, we're going to look at that, you know, and see if it makes sense, and we'll do it.
Jim, last week you mentioned Ole Levy would meet with team doctors.
Yeah.
And then
So I can comment on that. He went and met with doctors last week. He's cleared to skate, and he's going to start skating today. So it's all part of, you know, going through his rehab, and he's making good strides, and we're hopeful that he can continue to, you know, make good strides in his rehab.
Trevor Zegras is a player that we talked to. He said he had a good meeting with you guys at the combine. Is he someone maybe this organization would be interested in bringing in for another pre-draft interview?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on who we're bringing in. We're bringing in more guys to get to know them a little bit better. I'm not going to comment on who we're bringing in, but, you know, we'd like to bring in, like, you know, some more guys and get to know them a little bit better, and so we're prepared for the draft.
The name that we always ask you about ever since he left is Nikita Tran.
Mm-hmm. So I met with Todd Diamond last week in Buffalo at the combine. We had a good meeting. Nikita's got one more year left on his contract. So, you know, we'd like to keep the door open for him to come back. You know, but ultimately that's going to be up to him and his decision.
Jim, why do you think it didn't work out for him the first time around, and what makes you think maybe that he could come back and be a success for this organization maybe a second week?
Yeah, I don't really know the reasons why. Like, there's, you know, obviously he had his reasons. He didn't really communicate. I think we did everything on our end that we could do to work with him, to convince him to stay. You know, maybe, you know, it's a maturity thing, and now he's, you know, he's gone back. Now he's played 2 years. He's going to play another year, and, you know, maybe it's a maturity thing, and you know, we're hoping that, you know, I thought he made good strides through that season, and he sees all the good young players that we have in our system and on our team right now, and I think, you know, maybe he's looking, he wants to be part of that group.
Christina asked you earlier about the draft and your excitement level. What excites you the most about it, and is it different for an organization hosting the draft, the way that you go about doing business?
I don't think so. You know, we're going to still make all of the calls to other general managers and see what's out there and what's available, and if it makes sense for us to, you know, to look at certain things, we're going to look at those things. I think it's exciting for our fan base. We got a passionate fan base. They follow the kids in the draft, and you know, they're going to be excited with the pick that we have at 10.
Kind of building off what Jay just asked, do you feel like there's any sort of added pressure to make a big move, make a splash in front of a hometown crowd?
No, I don't think so. Like, you know, whether, you know, if we can try to move up and it makes sense to do that, we'll look at that. And, you know, and like I said, we like some players that are rated after we pick. And if it makes sense to move down, we'll look at that too. So, you know, I think our scouts have worked hard this year. We know the players. We've done our due diligence. We're prepared for the draft and, you know, looking forward to it happening.
How does this draft class compare to previous years?
Well, you know, obviously we have the two kids at the very top that are, you know, that are going to be star players and that are capable of playing in the league and being good next year. I think then there's a group of, you know, 10 or 12 kids after that. Some of them, I think, can step in and play next year. Other kids are going to need more development time. But I think even if you go past that, like, there's still going to be players from 15 to 31 that are going to be good NHL players that are going to be available at that, in that range.
A year ago, when he fell on your left, do you think the same thing could happen with Bo and Byron, or will he be a long
time? That's wishful thinking, I think. Like, it would be fantastic, but I don't see that happening.
Jim, you mentioned this earlier, but is there any concern about drafting maybe too many smaller players? Because as we've seen in the playoffs, it's totally different hockey than it is in the regular season.
Yeah. Well, we're, you know, that's the one thing that I've talked to our scouts about, and, you know, we'd like to get bigger and stronger and more physical. You know, we're going to take the most skilled player with our pick, and the best player with our pick that we feel is on the board when we pick, regardless of what position he plays. But all things being equal, we like to draft some bigger kids this year.
How conflicting is it, though, when you see skill gets free rein in the regular season, but then we get to the playoffs and it's old school hockey,
mm-hmm.
which is what you're describing?
Yeah, and I've talked to other general managers about that, and I think it's you need the skill to make the playoffs, and then once you make the playoffs, if you're going to keep going, I think the size, strength, you know, but it goes back to courage and hardness, and if your players, you know, they don't have to be big, but if they compete hard and they're, you know, they got the courage to play inside, then they could be successful in the playoffs.
Does that make your job harder, though, as a GM to have that mix?
Well, I think, you know, as when we talk about team building, we want to just make sure that, you know, our philosophy is in the draft, we want to draft skilled players. We want to draft skill, but, you know, maybe through free agency or, you know, through trades or something, if there's something, some way we could figure out to get, you know, some bigger, stronger, more physical players, we'll look to do that.
Do you think your heavy lifting will come after the draft and you roll for sleeves and free agency and trades? Like, you anticipate being very busy then, Jim?
Well, I don't know that. I can't answer that right now. I know we're doing the work to be prepared for it, and, you know, we're going to continue to do the work, and we'll see what happens as we go through the process.
How much do you have to change your bottom six?
Well, I like our bottom six. You know, I think if, you know, part of what we tried to do last year is we were going to play younger skilled players, and we wanted to make sure that they were surrounded with character people and players, you know, and we signed some, you know, third and fourth line guys. And I think, you know, going forward now, if we're going to add through free agency, we want to try to add, you know, top four defensemen or top six forwards. So I think our needs in that way have changed.
With free agency and contracts coming up, how much is the protection list that
expensive draft to factor into what you're going to do?
Well, we don't have any issues. Like, we're, you know, we're aware of it. You know, we go every now and then, we just make sure that, you know, we go through and we look at, we do an expansion list to make sure that we're not in any trouble. And as of right now, we're fine that way.
You've always said that when your phone rings, that you're always being asked about your younger players.
Yeah.
Are you still getting those calls?
Yeah, that's still the case. Like, I think, you know, people, you know, they take a look at our young players and, you know, they inquire about them, but I'm not looking to. I think our young players are our next core group of how we're going to be good here moving forward, so I'm not looking to move any of our young players.
You saw Louis' name in the trade rumors this weekend. Obviously, I don't expect you to comment on rumors, and you said you haven't talked to him, but do you feel at all like he might need a fresh start from us, or do you think that's a possibility for you guys too?
It could be. Like, I can't answer that. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to talk to Louis this week and, you know, get his thoughts on everything and, you know, why he made the comments that he did. But, you know, that could be something that's real. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.